Welcome today to Keith Brady on Castle Country Focus. Keith is the chairman of the Emery County Commission. Thank you, Keith, for taking the time to visit with us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
What's happening in Emery County?
Well, there's always a lot of things going on. For me, I really like to focus on economic development as part of what's going on here. And there are several things going on which are really positive things to really diversify our economy here. One of the things is Dr. Gagan, I believe a couple of years ago, bought some land in Huntington. And right now, I believe they're in the process of knocking down the old building, and they're going to put up a new building that will create jobs and help rehab Main Street in Huntington, which is kind of exciting.
So this is a clinic, is that right?
Yes, it will be a clinic. And I don't think that Gagan will be there the whole time because he has an office also in Price, but he'll rent out the facilities to other doctors, I think with other specialties that'll come down to Huntington.
Well, that's great. Dr. Gagan is an Emery County native.
Is he really? Yeah. I didn't realize that. That's awesome.
Yeah, my kids went to school with the Gagans. Well, that's great.
Well, that's good for him to bring it back, yeah.
Yes, he really is. He is bringing it into, bringing it home. What other types of things? I know there's been something with robotics that the county's been involved with.
Yeah, so we have a robotics club that started, I believe, last school season, and that started in Emery High, and it has since expanded into Green River High as well, and I believe they have it in elementary with, like, Lego robotics. But this year, even though it's kind of a fledgling program, Emery and Green River made it to state, and out of 36 teams at state, and I can't remember who made what, but we made first and second place at the state robotics tournament. So that's pretty awesome for us.
That speaks very well of the kind of education that the school districts are doing and how important that industry is to our economy.
Yeah, definitely for the future. And, along with robotics, we have a business that has just started. It's Sumo Robotics, and they're out at the old central warehouse off of the Coal Hall Road. And recently they just hired, I believe, 15 people full-time out there. And so that's pretty exciting to have a new business that's built in robotics that hopefully the kids that are learning robotics could possibly go and start employment there.
Wow, that is exciting. A new industry,
really
a new industry in our area dealing with the latest and newest technology.
Yep. And one thing right now, too, that we're really hoping for is on, I believe it's HB 190. It's basically for the future funding of STEM, and robotics is a part of STEM. And we're hoping that it does get funded this year. And from what we understand, it'll be an amount for the next 2 years. And so we're really pushing the legislators to fund this bill.
Will you tell our listeners what STEM stands for?
Yeah, so STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics. And it's a really big push, I know, in our nation and in our state to get our kids focused in on those things, science, tech, engineering, and mathematics. So it's a really good program. Really good focus.
Are you free to discuss the kind of products that this Sumo Robotics is involved with?
Yeah, so there's two sides to their business, and I believe Sumo Robotics actually focuses just on robotics, and then there's another business called AnyCraft that deals with more wood products, both owned by the same guy in the same building. And the robotics portion of it is they build CVC machines, and I can't remember exactly what that stands for, but basically it's computer-controlled, like manufacturing.
Milling machines.
And, yeah, building machines. So they're building these machines, these CVC machines, and they're also going to be using them for their AnyCraft or their wood business, their woodcraft business. So these the PVC machine will design or build products from wood, like jewelry boxes, plaques, picture frames, or even like a cell phone case out of wood. And it's all from hardwood. They're focusing on walnut right now, and they're looking eventually to branch out into other hardwoods.
So they're building the machines, the robots, if you will, to to create these milling machines, and then using those milling machines to make products.
Yeah, but also with the CVC machines, they're building them to sell as well. So they're building them for themselves, but also building them to sell, right, business to business. So it's two different businesses, but one does support the other one.
And again, the owner of this business is a native son. Is that right?
I think part owner is a native person out of Emory County. The name on the business that I think he's bringing in is Bahe. I think he's from Armenia. And so we're excited to have this partnership where he's bringing in his robotics, his idea for woodcraft products, and partnering with...
That is great news for Emory County. What other types of things are going on, Commissioner?
Well, some other good news that we have is we've had four businesses apply and receive rural fast track grants, and that is money that comes from the state. It's up to $50,000, but part of it has to be that you will hire an employee at a certain rate, and it's for expanding your business. So it's a really good way, it's a matching grant for you to employ more people and expand your business. And last year we had four businesses receive this. And we're also working with the legislature to make the qualifications, I guess you could say, easier to get for more businesses in rural counties to receive this grant so they can also grow and expand and buy equipment and hire more people.
So
we'll see what happens this year.
So the four businesses conceivably could have brought in $200,000 of grant money into Emory County for these businesses to grow.
Exactly. Yep. If they went for the full $50,000, yeah, that's $200,000. Like you said, conceivably that they could have brought in to help expand and grow their businesses within the county. Yep. Pretty awesome.
Now, if there's a local business that would like to investigate that a little bit more, who should they get in touch with?
Good question. So the person they should be talking to is our economic development director, Jordan Leonard. And he's been great to work with, and he's a really good person to bounce things off of. If you're looking at building a business, starting a business, even expanding your business, he's one to talk to.
Well, Commissioner, these are some great news for the people in Emory County and, frankly, for both counties here in Castle Country. Thank you for taking the time to being with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thank you very much.